Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zara, daf Yud. And we are on Tes Mabez. We're about to start Hahushtara, the last line on Tes Mabez. Just one ha'ara, though, from yesterday. And that is, we discussed different issues related to the time when the Churban was, the time when the days of Mashiach are supposed to have started, which is 2000, the year 4000. If you don't know what year it is, how do you figure it out? You ask a sofer, you ask a Tana. And I just mentioned that there, Rav Sternbach, the last piece in Chelek Hei, in Simen Shinun Beis, in Moedim Uzmanim, Rav Sternbach quotes a number of Rambams, which all talk about how part of our Emunah is to believe that Mashiach is going to come. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, HaMelech HaMashiach Asid La'amod V'Lachzir Malchus Beis David L'Yoshna L'Memshala HaRishona. You know that Melech HaMashiach is going to come and return the Malchus back to as it was. V'chomi she'enu mamin bo, if anybody doesn't believe it, o mi she'enu mechake lebiaso, and somebody who does not wait for his coming, lo b'shar ha'neviim belvadu kofer, lo b'torah Moshe Rabbeinu. It's part of Torah, it's part of our emunah. One of the animamins, as we know, is to believe that Mashiach is going to come. Also in Hilchos Shuva, the ones who don't have a chelek in Olam Haba, included in them are Minim apikarsim kofrim batora kofrim b'tchias amesim obias goel. One of the ones who are heretics are those who don't believe in Mashiach, and he writes it in a number of other places also. And asked Rav Sternbach, what's the source for that? Okay, we know that it's true. We know that Mashiach is going to come, and we know that there is much written about it. But what's the source in the Torah that if you don't believe in it, you're a kofer? What if the source? Minalan, Sorechbi, Minalan, Shizel Gamke, Mi Kariadas, Shebelav Hachi Nikra Kofer, Vehechze Mavur Bikra, where's the Pasuk? Where's the source? So he quotes that is Psukim in next week's Parsha. The Psukim say, they talk about what's going to be in the future. Veshavta Hashem Alokecha, Veshamata Bekolo, Kachal Asherani Misav Chayom, you, Bnei Yisrael, will return to Hashem as I commanded you. Atov Anecha B'chol Avavcha. V'shav Hashem Elokecha Shavuscha V'richamcha V'yishav V'kibetzcha, etc. The Torah says that once Bnei Yisrael do tshuva, they will come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Emuna in the Goel is Emuna in Bnei Yisrael doing tshuva. The Koach HaTshuva, and once Bnei Yisrael do tshuva, that's Bichovas Emun Lahamin, Sha'anu Ru'uyim Lihiga'el, V'yigol Asanu Miyad Ma'amishim Nashav Lefanav. Right when we do tshuva, right when we do that, then we're going to get back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, there might be ways that even if we don't do tshuva, but this pasuk is saying if we do tshuva, so then we're going to come back. And that is the source that he suggests that it is part of Emuna. Then he talks about interesting. He says, again, it's not exactly our issue now, but he talks about there's a whole machlokas between different Rishonim. We discussed this at the beginning of the last parak in Sanhedrin, beginning of Chelek, different the whole machlokas, whether Eliyahu Navi is going to come before or after Melech HaMashiach. We'll discuss about the order of events as we discussed then. The Rambam says, even though he gives his own order of events, he says, but don't spend too much time on this because it's not going to lead to Yiras Hashem or Avas Hashem, and just do Torah and Mitzvahs. But there is a discussion what orders are going to happen. Eliyahu Navi before Melech HaMashiach or not. So he asks Rav Sternbach, he says, I don't understand. The Rambam himself says in Hilchos Malachim, I didn't bring it here, we read it before, that Rabbi Akiva himself believed that Bar Kochva was Mashiach, right? Bar Kuziba. The Rambam wrote that until at the end when he was proven to be a Shakran. But if he believed that he was Mashiach and he was revealing himself, where was Eliyahu Navi? Doesn't that say Haraya? Haraya, if he could have been Mashiach and Eliyahu Navi hadn't come yet, says isn't that the greatest Raya that Melech Mashiach comes before Eliyahu Navi? He says, I don't understand. He says, Heminu, he says, Lo matzinu sheliyo hechriz al bar kochva shehu mashiach, umikamakom heminu bo chachma Yisrael, ubroshem Rabbi Akiva. So doesn't that show muchach she'er eliyo balafnei mashiach, v'tzarachiyun? So he says, no. He says, let me answer the question. The whole machlokas, whether Eliyahu Navi is coming before or after Mashiach, that whole machlokas we've shown him, is only when Mashiach is going to come in the situation of Be'ita. In his proper time, even if Bnei Yisrael did not do tshuva. But if Bnei Yisrael do tshuva, then he's going to come. Then he's going to come right away, because that's what it says in the Psukim. That's what our emunah is. V'shavta Hashem al-kecha, you go back, and then everything's going to be good. He says, and that's what happened by Bar Kuzipa. The Rambam talks about that at the beginning, he brought everybody back, and there was an amazing tshuva movement. Everybody was coming back. So that's what that whole story isn't shayach to. It's not going to shed light on that machlokas because it's talking about a different way that Mashiach is going to come. He says, "Should be so yachzru b'tshuva yizku takef umiyah the gula shlema v'kadosh baruch hu lo yisvamei afilu rega v'lo tzorech achroza dafka mikodem ideal yahu v'yalzel lo nistavku achachamim klal rakim lo nizkechas v'shalom l'kach Mashiach sekeinu yavo mitoch shibud v'oni." So then, chachamim nechlu achachamim shulay el yahu yavo kodem. That is Rav Sternbach's. Rav Sternbach's piece in Ma'adim Uzbanim. We quoted in a Haggadah Shir a couple of years ago one other idea related to this, and that is, where does it come from? Where is the source of Emuna? And that's the smack. The first smack, Sefer Mitzvos Katan, in Mitzvah Aleph, smack is also one of the Rishonim who kept a Sefer HaMitzvos, kept a list of the 613. So there in Mitzvah Aleph, his Mitzvah of Emuna, like it's the Rambam's Mitzvah of Emuna and other Rishonim's Mitzvah of Emuna. So included in Emuna is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, that he redeemed us at one point in the past. That's part of our Emuna. And also included is, just as he redeemed us in the past, he has the koach and he will redeem us in the future. So the source of Mashiach is, of believing in Mashiach, is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, believing in Emuna. There's hashgacha, and then he quotes, "Ubazet Tali." This is what's Tali in Shabbos. The six questions that will be asked. Tzipisali Yeshua. The hechag siv matzvazu. Ask the smach. Where do you see this mitzvah? We're going to ask asakta v'riv rivya. Okay, that's a mitzvah puravu. We're going to be asked kavati itam latorah. It's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We're going to be asked asakta v'tata b'emuna. Were you honest in business? Okay, there's isurim of ona'a and gazel. So we know tzipisa Yeshua. Where's the source for that? Where are we going to be asked? Where does it say in the Torah? They have to be tzipisa Yeshua. So he says shmami nebezav tali kishem sheishlono lahamin shosiyanim mitzrayim dechsev anoch yishav lokech asher osisicha. So as part of Anochi, Hashem Elokecha says the smack. Okay, now we continue. Tesma Bay is getting back to dates and years a little bit. Hahushtara. There was a star that was written 6 years later. 6 years later than the present date. Right? It said a year, whatever it was, Tafshin Ayin now, it said Tafshin Ayin Vav. It said Tafshin Ayin Vav. The question is this a star that you could use? Sovar Rabbanan Kamei Durabalamemar, Haishtar Mucharu. So the Rabbanan thought to say, this is a shtar mukhar, it's a post-dated shtar, which means it cannot be used now, but it can be used in 6 years from now. Ne'akve ad mati azimne, let's wait until its time comes, v'lo tarif, and it cannot be used as a shtar to collect from encumber properties from Meshubadim until 6 years from now. Right, so fine, they will get to wait, because maybe this, for whatever reason, the malve, if it was a shtar halva, the malve wanted to give all of the people he would sell land to, he wanted to give him a break, so they wouldn't have to get their land collected from them for another 6 years. So that's what he did. He post-dated the shtar. Amar of that. Remember, shtar mukdam is pasul. Shtar mukdam is pasul, because then the people have no rights to collect. The balichovos shouldn't be able to collect from those lochim. That's a shtar. That's pasul. Shtar mukdam just means you got to wait. So wait. Amar of Nachman. Rav Nachman says no. Hai safra dafkana kasvei. No, this shtar is kosher today. It's this year's shtar, but it's a meduyak sofer. What does that mean? V'hanach sheshnin, but those 6 years, as we referred to yesterday, to malchu be'elam. Those 6 years, remember what we said yesterday? That sofer star writing at the beginning of the Greek monarchy, when the Greeks came to rule, which was 380 years before Chorban, but really it was not 380, it was 386. But the first 6 years aren't counted because they only ruled over a portion of the of civilization. But that's why they start 386. But maybe this sofer started when it really happened. That's why it's 6 years, really it's 6 years later, but really He started counting 6 years earlier. So again, Harach Sheshtin, the Malchub Elam, these are the 6 years that they were ruled at Elam, Da'anan lo chashvid on lehu, we don't count it. Hu chachashiv le, he though keeps it in his calculation. Ubizimne kasve, and therefore it is written in the proper time. That is what it suggested. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, as Rabbi Yossi says, Sheishan and Malchu Be'elam, for 6 years the Greeks ruled in Elam, Bi'acharkach, Pashta Malchusan, Bechal Ha'olam Kulo. And after that, the entire world, they ruled over the entire civilized world. So you have a suffix here, what to do with the shtar. So the Ritva says, so why are we noteh, why are we bent on trying to make a kosher from today? Why don't we just say that it's more of doing it later, so it's a shtar meuchar. Why do we want to have it at a earlier time? Pirish says the Ritva. Af al gav diikel lemer hachi viikel lemer hachi. Even though they're both possibilities, dininon le liyipi kocho shel mave viyichov bizbano. Give the yipikoch to the malve to let them be tarif bizbano. Why? Dechi amrinan. Even though we say elsewhere in the Gemara, he quotes it here from Menachas. Yad bal hashtar al atachtona. Usually there's a principle that if there's a reyasar, there's a suffix in a shtar, then the Baal Hashtar is the one that has to prove it. So here you might say, you push it later, hanimili lashon mesupak. That's only if there's a problem in the language. You don't know what it meant. You don't know. The shtar says you owe me, like we had at the beginning of Bamatzia, the shtar says you owe me dollars. How many dollars? You don't know, it just says dollars. So Yad Baal Hashtar al Tachtona, you can take the minimum amount he's going to be able to take. So when do you say Yad Baal Hashtar al Tachtona? When the language is Mesupak. Aval Hacha, Shekola Sofer L'Malchus Yavanei Monim. But here also from right to the Greek Malchus. Ushtar Meuchar Lo Shchiach, and it's not very common to have a Shtar Meuchar. People write Shtar, they write today's date. V'efshel Hamid B'minyanu Al Nachon, and there is a way to have, fulfill both of those, not to have a shtar mu'uchar and to have the sofer writing to the Greeks monarchy. So lorin and shtar mu'uchar hu. That's why we don't say it. That's why we'd rather say it, because it's very, just very unusual, and we'd rather not have to say it. Okay, that's the Ritva. So that's why we see in this case that it is a shtar from the present day, but he just started counting from the earlier 6 years, the earlier reign. Maskev l'Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rav Yaakov, mimai d'lamachos yavanim maninan. Maybe we have the whole idea wrong. Who says that this sofer, who wrote 6 years later, is writing to Malchus Yavan? Dilma li'etzias Mitzrayim maninan. Maybe he's writing to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim was exactly, Rashi explains, if you look at the math, 1,000 years earlier. Exactly 1,000 years earlier before the Greeks took over, that's when Yitzias Mitzrayim took place. So ask Rav Acha, why do we assume that the whole count is to Malchus Yavan? Maybe it's Yitzias Mitzrayim. Vishavke l'alfa kama, they just left off the 1,000. I figure you know that number. They left off 1,000, right? Like now it's, right, sometimes you leave out the hay. Right, hey, tufshin, ayin, 5, 7. So you leave out the hey, everybody knows that number in the counting. So double is this right, maninan, vishav kila alpha comma, they left it out. Vinak the alpha balsur, they just wrote within this last 1,000 years that they're in, vahai mu'uchar, and it is mu'uchar. And it's really mu'uchar. Because it's 1,000 years before the 580, not before the 586. So maybe he's counting, not that he's counting to the beginning of the 6 years, beginning of the years of Elam. Maybe it's just to the Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's also a nice way to count the Yitzias Mitzrayim level. So Amar of Nachman, Begola ein monen elamacha yavim belvad. Says of Nachman, no, in Galus, everybody also from right to Malche Yavanim. Everybody writes to the Greek rulership. Hu saver dechuyi kamatchile, and Rav Acha thought that Rav Nachman was just saying a suggestion that's possibly correct, pushing it aside a little bit, but nafak dak v'ashkach, he went out and he found that it was really true. It wasn't just something to get him to get him away and say, no, a possibility, but it was really true to Tanya, because the Brisa says, Begola in monen ela malcha yavanim belvad. In Gola, you only write to the Greek calendar. And Amaravina mav, sisanami deka. The Mishnah will prove, Mishnah in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah also proves that when we go by this counting, as we'll see, it will be going by the Greeks, because it'll be a different time when the Greeks start and when Yitzias Mitzrayim starts. Matzias and Amideka, where did it start? Because the Mishnah says at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, Be'echad ben Nisan Rosh Hashanah l'malachim ilergalim. Mishnah says, as we know, four Rosh Hashanahs. And the first of Nisan is one of them. That's the Rosh Hashanah for kings. Kings record their reign starting from the first of Nisan, meaning whenever one, the first of Nisan comes along, that's a new year, even if they took over a month earlier. The first of Nisan is a new year. V'l'regalim efi yantif, the cycle of yantif, Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, regarding halachas of Baal Ta'acher. When do you say the cycle of Yamim Tovim start regarding the halachas of when you have to bring your karbanas? The Amrina l'malachim l'may helchasa. And the Gemara there says, what does it mean l'malachim? Amr of Chizda l'shtaros. It means for dating shtaros. Dating shtaros, you always write a new year from the first of Nisan. That's the first of Nisan. Vitzanan, and it says there a week later, on Daf Ches. Right, nowadays we talk in terms of a week later. It's not a 7 blot later. It's now in the Daf Yomi world. A week later it says, V'tzan be'echad v'tishrei, Rosh Hashanah l'shmitim l'shanah v'lshmitim. The first of Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for years, and for Shmitin, and for Shmitah, Shmitah start in Tishrei. V'yamrina, right, the Mishnah is the beginning of Hilchah Maseches Shvi'as. They talk about Tosefa Shvi'as, how much before Shvi'as you have to start for different types of trees, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, a month before for some, Shvu'as before. V'yamrina l'shanim l'may Hilchah. So we ask there, what does Shanim mean there for the beginning of Tishrei? V'yamr of Chista, l'shtaris. So one second, l'shtaris is Nisan and l'shtaris is Tishrei. Kash l'shtaris ahadadi. U'mishanin. And so what do we answer? It depends on who we're talking about. The dates of the shtaris of the king start at different times. Kan l'malchi Yisrael, kan l'malchi ovdei kochavim. The Jewish kings are the non-Jewish kings. L'malchi ovdei kochavim b'tishrei maninin. The non-Jewish kings start from Tishrei, because that's when Brias HaOlam was. Brias HaOlam starts with Tishrei, so the kings, what do they count from? They start from the creation of the world. L'malcha Yisrael, Minisa Maninan. But we start from Nisan, that was when the birth of the Jewish people were. So therefore, the kings, the Malcha Yisrael, start from Nisan.
There's a saying that the Shtar was written with the Malchus of...
Well, we didn't get back to our context yet. This is just, the Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish kings wrote, kept there in the shtaris. The people who kept recording and wrote the date based on the rulership of the kings wrote the Jewish kings, it was from Tishrei, and it was from the non-Jewish kings, it was from, I'm sorry, the Jewish kings were from Nisan, and the non-Jewish kings were from Tishrei. We didn't get back, now we get back to our case. V'yanan hashra, hashta mitishrei meninan. Right, we, in these shtaris, and in this shtar that came up, it was from Tishrei. V'yisak adaylech v'yisiz Mitzrayim aninan, minisad kasvin b'inan l'mimne. When do we count our years? Tavshanayin Aleph is starting in, Be'ez Hashem, 2 weeks. Right, we're going from Tishrei, the years. So you see that we are following the non-Jewish count in terms of this, and therefore it must be that this whole shtar under discussion, we assume that we've been doing the same thing for thousands of years. We've been doing the same thing for the last 800, 700 years since the, even more than that, almost 1,800 years, 1,700 years since the Ksivas HaGemara, a little less, right? So therefore, if it's the same counting, so Elalav Shema Mina L'Malchi Yevanim Aninan Shema Mina. It must be that we're going from Malchi Yevanim. Therefore, we don't assume that this Sofer wrote to the years of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it is a Shtar Me'uchar. We assume that he wrote to the years of the Greeks, and it's just that he was a Sofer Davkana, and he wrote the beginning of the reign, beginning even of the years of Elam, not just 6 years later when they took over the entire civilization. Just to mention outside that the Tosfos is in Rosh Hashanah, it's in Yonah D'Yoma, this time of year, we're talking about how we count from Tishrei, but it really is a machlokas, we count from Nisan, but really is a machlokas Tanaim. Right, but Tishrei Nivra HaOlam or B'Nisan Nivra HaOlam. Or machlokas of Elazar Rabbi Yeshua, beginning of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, discussed that machlokas, different nafkaminas related to it. But Tosfos there in Rosh Hashanah quotes the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, where Rabbeinu Tam says, maybe Elu Ve'elu Devi Elokim Chayim, where the Rabbeinu Tam says that B'Tishrei Nivra B'Machshava. In Tishrei, that was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided. Kaviyachol. B'Nisa Nivra B'Maisa. That's what it was brought to actuality. But B'Tishrei, it was Nivra B'Machshava. And that's alluded, he doesn't quote this, but that's alluded to in what we say in Rosh Hashanah, Hayom Haras Olam. Haras means pregnancy. Haras doesn't mean birth. It doesn't say Hayom Leidas Olam, we say Hayom Haras Olam. It's the first stage. It's not the decision. It's the decision to have a baby. The first thing that happens is pregnancy. But it's Haras, not Leidas. Maybe that's an allusion to Rabbeinu Tam's, that on Rosh Hashanah, it is the first stage. It's not the Leida. Okay, next. Getting back to the Mishnah back on that base. The Yom Genusya Shal Malcheyem. Getting back to the days of Yom Edom when we are not allowed to do business with them because they might go and be moda to their Avodah Zarah. So it brought back. So the Gemara, the Mishnah said the Malachis, and we spoke about what is Yom Ha'ed. So we spoke about Yom Genusya. So my the Yom Genusya Shal Malcheyem. What is the Yom Genusya of their kings? What does that mean? So two suggestions. Number one. Two suggestions, then we'll get back to the first one. Amar of Yehuda, Yom Shema Midim Bo'odei Kochavim Es Malka. The day, the anointing day of the kings. There's always an anointing day of the kings. So whatever the anointing day was, so that is, and the appointing day. I should say the appointing day, that's the day that they made a party, and that's the day that they considered a holiday, and you can't do business with them. V'yatan, yes, the Gemara 1 minute. V'yom Kinoscha, V'yom Shema Midim Bo'odei Malka. We have a Brisa that lists those as two separate ones. You can't say Yom Genuska is the day of Ma'amid and Malachim, because it has it as 2 days. No, Lo Kasha Hadi Dei HaDebrei. There's him and his son. No, when he became the king, that's one Yantif. And there's another Yantif when his son takes his seat, when his son ascends the throne. Umi Mukmi Malka Bar Malka. But did the Umos HaOlam, did they have their sons take over their rulership? They establish a Malka bar Malka, but Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says no. Hine katonis satich bagoyim. I have established you, says Ovadia. You don't have to ask what perek on Ovadia it is. Right? It's only one perek. Hine katonis satich bagoyim. She'en moshiv in melech ben melech. Right? I establish you as small amongst the nations that you do not continue your rulership through your son. They're not moshiv a melech ben melech. Bazui atamaod, continuing the pasuk, you are very lowly. Shein lam muksav alalashon, right? They don't have their own ksav, and they don't have their own language. We'll get to what that means. But you see from there that they don't establish melech ben melech. How can you say one bryce is about him, one bryce is about his king? You see that they don't establish that. We'll get back to that in a second. Let's just do the answer. Ela mai yom genusya yom aleida means his birthday. His birthday, the birthday of the king. Again, it says both separately. It means his birthday, his son's birthday. It has it as 4 separate days. The Yom Genusya is of him and his son, and the Yom Aleda is of him and his son. So it's stuck. You can't say Yom Genusya means Yom Aleda. So Ella, answer number 3, which is really going back to answer number 1. My Yom Genusya, Yom Shamida Bo Malkam. Yom Genusya is the day that they appoint they establish the king. V'lo kasha the day of the bray, and it really does mean him and his son. V'kasha l'cha to lo mukmi malka bar malka. Aye, they don't do that. Al yidei she'ela mukmi. If the king asks his government to can I have my son, then they have the rights to put him in. It's not automatic. It's not biyerusha. It's not the bechazaka, but it's yidei she'ela. It happens. Kagon. Asviris bar Antoninus de Malach, like the son of Asviris, the son of Antoninus, who ruled. That's the line that gets us into all the stories of Antoninus and Revi, which are going to come up now. But before we do that, let's just talk about 2 points in this Gemara. Number one is, what does it mean that the Romans, who we're talking about here, the context of the Rishonim, do not have their own ksav and lashon? What exactly does that mean? So if you look in Rashi on the third white line, Rashi says, "Ksav alashat sharomiyim me uma acheres ba'alahen acherim tiknu lahem kol sifrayim." They don't have their own language, their own native language or tongue or dialect or handwriting. It all came from other lands and other nations. Tosfos asks, is that unique to the Romans? There are a lot of nations like that. A lot of nations that don't have it. Right, the Estosis. Tosis Shain, Vitema, to Habine Yishmael, Ubine Ketura, Amunu Moav, Sha'amdu Akadara Flaga, Mayan Balaham Lushonam, Imlome Umacheris. Many nations, this is not something unique. Bazuya Tama'od, you're very lowly, you're disgraced, because you don't have your own language. Right, you don't have your own ksav. So Estosis, many nations have that. So the Re gives a different shot. The Re says in Tosfos, "Lochei Pirish Re ksav lashon chashuv shahamalachim mishtamshim bo kein chachmas yevanis." That means you don't have your own significant chashuv language. There are different languages that are chashuv. People are languages that aristocrats talk in. They're lowly, there's slang street language, and there's fancy language. We say Latin is like a fancy language. right? That's the but again, other, and he says Oni Shlomo because another medrash to fit it in, but that is Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. I just saw an interesting line. Doesn't add to the understanding of the Gemara, but in the Ben Yoyada, lived about 100 years ago, the Ben Yoyada says, what is Rashi? Quotes Rashi, and he said that they don't have their own language. He says, V'kachayak avikimu l'rabbanan b'osozman. The Rabbanan at the time had a Mesorah that way back, the Romans didn't have their own language. V'kasher timsata, just like today, ki amalchus shel American, ein lahem lashon mishalahem, right, the Americans are also inland Luxavala Lashon. They took it from the English. The Hamid Dabrim Atab Lashon Anglis Malchus Britannia. The Kach Kim Lahu Rabbanon. The Osim Ramoi Shoye Bizmana Kodem Lachwa Lashon Vamikhtav Shalemi Malchus Acheris. The same thing that we have today. Where did English come from? Americans didn't make up English, right? So too, says the Ben Yoyada, that it came from the Romans, also got it from earlier. Number one. Number two, there's an unbelievable diak of the Meshech Chachma. If you look at Parshas Chukas, where the Torah discusses, and you don't catch it until he makes the point. Look at Parshas Chukas, where the Torah discusses the different nations that Klal Yisrael sent asking, can we go through your land? Can we go through your land? And they all said, no, no, no. They came out to fight. So they asked Edom. They asked Edom, and they asked Emorim. So when they ask Edom, all the answers given back is Vayomer Elav Edom. Vayomer Elav Edom. Edom answers, not Melech Edom. Edom is a nation. But all the answers are given, and it just says Edom. But Sichon Melech Emori, it's all Vayomer Sichon. Vayimain, I'm sorry, I lost it. Avo b'sichon, it says Vayimain sichon, Vanach oto, Velo nasan sichon, Velo ava sichon. It's all the name of the king. Why by sichon does it give the name of the king each time, but by Edom it just says Melech Edom. Edom is the name of the nation, so it doesn't say Melech Edom. So he says Lo kasa Melech Edom kamo b'sichon, mishum shahayelahem base moetzes ha'am, parliament. When it comes to Edom, things weren't decided by the king. Why? V'yomer b'avodah zarah, katan esatich b'goyim, bazui ma'o she'en lahem melech ben melech. One person doesn't make a decision because his son is not going to rule. So it was a parliament. It was a government that made decisions. That's why he kept saying Edom, Edom, Edom. That's saying melech Edom, because it's not one person. U'b'makam she'en ha'malchus Yerusha, ikar kedas ha'am. V'lachen ksiv v'yomer Edom, v'yomoyin Edom. Avo b'sichon sh'ha Yerusha l'bno. It was in the family. It was much more power to one person. K'mo d'chsiv b'dvarim v'anach osov ezbeno. L'chen ksiv v'lo nasan sichon v'lo ava sichon. Right, it says sichon. You don't realize one's the nation and one's the king, but that's the Meshech Chachma picks up based on our Gemara, based on Melech ben Melech by Edom, which is Rome.
So also gracious when we talk about the Elam Lach and Meshech Melech of Eretz Edom.
Yeah, the kings of Malachim.
The eight generations, not one of them is a Melech.
Eight generations of the kings of Edom, but the end of Esav. The end of not one of them is Melech ben Melech. Not one of the Hadad ben Bedad.
Right. As opposed to Shaul and Ishbosheth.
All the other kings are right. Have go by family. Excellent. And one other point related to this Gemara before we turn over, and that is talks here about birthdays. Birthdays, right? The birthdays of the king. So, what is it? The birthdays a Jewish concept? It's not a Jewish concept, but is it an allowed concept to take from the Umos HaOlam? There's only one birthday mentioned in all of Tanakh, and that's Paro. Yom HaLedes is Paro. Right? That's the only birthday mentioned in all of Tanakh. There are allusions to Klal Yisrael's having a birthday of Yisias Mitzrayim. That's Klal Yisrael's birthday. But is that a concept that we should follow? So if you want to see one source related to this, if you look at the Minhag Yisrael Torah, which is a set discussing Minhagim al Seder Hamishna Berurah, and if you look in Reish Chav Hei, where it talks about, and he has it here, where it talks about halachas of Shechianu and halachas of not seeing somebody in 30 days or in a year, he talks about birthdays. He goes to Chavos Yoyer, which is quoted by others as well, in Simon Ayin, which talks about from 70 and on, every birthday is a Sudas Mitzvah, automatically. You may sure say to Shivim Shana. So 70 and on, says the Chavos Yoyer, is a Sudas Mitzvah, and Sarach Levarach Shechianu, says the Chavos Yoyer. That's what he holds. Most poskim seem to say, maybe before 70, it's not a mitzvah, but if you use it properly, it is something, if it generates a person to do cheshbon ha-nefesh, if it generates a person to say, it's a year, the Klei Yakar writes this in one of his svarim and others, the Arugas HaBosem is the one sheet that's against this. He quotes Arugas HaBosem, she'en nachon lachul chagigas yovel shel shivim shana, she'en ze ela ki yiminag borim ahochim b'chukos ha'amim, v'lo nishma kamo bin ziknei sha'arim rabuseinu, most nedar dorim. But he quotes other achronim, who say, you know, maybe it's okay, especially if you make a siyum, if you have divrei Torah. Of course, the Ben Ishchai, also the Ben Yoyada, noagin lasos b'chol shana is yom aleid liyantif v'simin yafehu v'chei noagin bebeisenu ikam al yusuf yamzel laharbas b'torah b'tfila. You know, there's a chassidish minhag of getting brachas from somebody who has a birthday. The ksav sofer made a siyum on his birthday every year. It's again different halachas. He quotes a story here from the Ksav Sofer. He quotes it from the Kuntres Ohaleya. That's the beginning of the Ksav Sofer al Torah. He has about 25 pages of Kuntres Ohaleya. I never read it, but he quotes here from that Kuntres that one time there was a Talmud that went into the Ksav Sofer and he sees he's lying on the floor crying. He asks his Rebbe, what are you crying for? So he says, my son, he says, today I'm 54. Today I'm 54. Nun dalet shanim. Vidon aniyas atzmi. I'm being done myself. Dala Nun, 54. I'm being done myself. B'me'asakti, kolosan Hashanah malalu. U'matzasim b'tolot t'tachlis. I don't think I've fulfilled my tachlis. That's why I'm crying. So it sounds like if you're crying for that, forget me. And he started crying too. So he says, that's the story. That's the story. We have to just use it for positive. I saw somebody quoted. It's unbelievable. We all know the Chazal, but we don't put it into this context. What does the Gemara in Megillah say on Daf Yud Gimel? Haman shows Adar, because Moshe Rabbeinu died in Adar, he thought it was a good month. In truth, it fell out on there, and therefore he was happy because Moshe Rabbeinu died in that month. He didn't realize Moshe Rabbeinu was also born in that month. So you see the significance of a birthday. It's the significance of Leidas Moshe Rabbeinu. You know that Chazal, right? Rashi there in Megillah just quotes, Kedai haLeida shetachaper al Amisa. That's Rashi's Lashon. Kedai haLeida shetachaper al Amisa. And we also know the, but again, that Chazal assumes that there's something significant about at least Moshe Rabbeinu's birthday. Yes, he says it, Kohelas Tovim Amaves Biyom Hivoldo. That's because we fulfilled our tachlis, but that's a couple of sources related to birthdays. Okay, Antoninus and Rebbe Day here in Dafyomi Land. Amar Antoninus the Rebbe, second wide line. Beinah de Yimloch Asviris Bartachos Britachosoes. We know Antoninus was a Roman non-Jewish king, but he was good friends with Rebbe. So he said, to Rebbe, you know what, I want my son to become the king after me. I also want to get Tveria, where a number of the rabbis lived. Rebbe lived in Tveria for a time. I want them to be free of paying taxes. But the Emelahu Chada Avdi Trelo Avdi. I know I only have one request from my parliament, not two. So what do I do? So this is what Rebbe did. I see Gavra, Arkevei Achavre. Rebbe brought two people. He put one person on top of the other one's shoulders. V'yavle Yona le'Eloi biyade, and he put he gave Yona a dove, which symbolizes Klal Yisrael. He gave it to the upper one. V'yarmale le'Tatan. He told the lower one, Emar le'Eloi to lemifrach min yad Yona. He told the lower one, tell the upper one to let go of the dove. So he gave a message in code to Antoninus. He didn't want to be. Right, the Gemara is going to say in a minute. He didn't want to say it beferish. So he gave this message. What does that mean? What's the message? Amar shvamina hachi amar li. So Antoninus was a smart man. So he says, oh, this is what Rebbe must be telling me. At boy minayu das viris bri yimot techosai. Ask them that your son should be your rule. And then tell your son to let the Jews not pay taxes. They malay la asviris detevid tveria kalanya. Right, so that's like letting the Antoninus is the lower one. He has a son on his shoulders, and he's going to tell his son to let the dove, which was the Jews, go free. Right, the second to last line in the Gemara says, "Haya oiv rabat l'rabanan." He loved the rabbis, that's why he wanted to let Tveria get out of taxes. Next story, Amalei mitzaren li chashuvei raboi. The nobles of Rome are bothering me, says Antoninus. So Rebbe Tal gave him another message. Ma'ale legina kol legina. He brought him into his garden. Kol yoma akale pugla mi mishra kamei. Every day he pulled a radish out of his garden. One radish. Amar shmamina hachi amarli. Ah, this one must be the message. At kitol chad chad minayo. Kill them one at a time. Vlo tiskarabu bukulhu. And don't cause a big ruckus by have just massacring the entire group of nobles. So Velemalei met. Is this Resich is one of the Shev Mrs. Menoch? We're gonna have in a minute. Is this Lifnei Iver? Is he allowed to do it? Or do you say it's he's the king? He can do whatever he wants. He's the king. Maybe they're more of a malchus if they're bothering him. Velema, Tosa's going to ask it on the next sugya. Velema le memer behedya. Why don't you just tell him what to do? Why do you have to give him this encoded Amar shami chashuve romi mitzaruli? No, maybe the Romans are going to find out. They're going to get him in trouble. So velema le balachash. Why doesn't he whisper? Mishum dechsev ki of hashamayim yolech hasakol. The walls have ears, as we say. Right? The birds of Shemayim will be molech the kol. We'll take it. Good, next. Havele hahu barta. Antonidas had a daughter, Dishma Gira, that whose name was Gira Kavdi Isura. Right? She did something wrong. What was that? Rashi says, the second line, Zinsa. She was Mizana. So, Shadr, and Antonidas didn't know what to do about it. So what happened? Shadarle Gargira. Antoninus sent Rebbe a Gargira, which is a type of herb. So, Shadar, what was he trying to say with this type of herb? So Rashi explains, Nigrar, for the word Gargira, Nigrar means she was pulled after her taiva. And her name was Gira. So Gargira was like, Gargira was Nigrar. My daughter, he was saying, by sending a Gargira, unbelievable how they communicated. Right, Gargira, oh, he knew this, my daughter was Mizana. Shadale Kuzbarta. So Rebbe sent back a coriander seed. Yeah, what does that mean, Kuzbarta? Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Let's do it with Rashi first. Rashi says Kuzbarta. He was telling him, Kos Barta, cut off your daughter, meaning kill her. Have her killed, just Chayim Misa. Shadale Karsi. He sent him back a leek. Karsi, it's one of the Hiratsons on Rosh Hashanah night. Karsi, Shiyichrusu Sonenu. Karsi, sent him back a leek. Karsi, meaning, he was saying, but she's my only child. And my progeny, my family line is going to be cut off. So Shalach Lechasa. So he sent back a chasa, piece of romaine lettuce, you know, have rachmanis. Chasa, chusu alai, have rachmanis on her. That's the story. Unbelievable, sending back vegetables in the mail. Right? So Shalach Lechasa. Ask Tosfos what happened. Rebbe changed his mind. But he said, kill her? Oh, no. Okay, fine, you don't have to kill her. But he changed his mind. What happened here? Tosfos on top. Lepirsha Kuntras, Kasha, Ma'ala B'daitel Sharebi, Mitchila, Lomar, Sheish Chatena. What was the Havamina to Shechter? What, if she was Chayav Misa, she wasn't Chayav Misa. Right, the Rishonim on Rashi, the Ritva and others discuss. What, Rashi says Zinsa, does that mean Daraisa, she's Chayav Misa? Or not? It sounds like not, because based on the Maskana, Va'ot Kasha, Shalabasov Chazabo, Rebbe Me'atzmo. So Tosfos says, I like the Pshat of Rabbeinu Hananel and the Aruch, that Gargira, Klomar, what does that mean? Ne'efe gira hanoef hanoefes tirgim Yerushalmi gira v'gayirasa. So he says, okay, she was a mizane, but kurzbarta doesn't mean coast cut her down, but lachasos, cover it up. Hmm. Cover it up, be machaset, make sure nobody finds out. But Atuninis misunderstood. He misunderstood, therefore he sends back, what are you talking about? So Rebbe says, no, let me explain it. He had to clear it up again. So he had to send back a different vegetable. Right, chasa cleared it up. Right, the kuzbarta was a little too unclear. Okay, that was the next story of Rebbe Anton Antoninus. Next, we continue. Kol yom ha'avi shadar le'dava pricha b'matrasa. Every day, Antoninus sent Rebbe a whole sack full of gold, but the chiti apumayu, he put wheat on top of it, so nobody would know. His messengers would take it, they think it would be wheat. Amar lehu, he would say to that, Antiu chiti le Rebbe, bring this wheat to Rebbe. Amar le Rebbe, l'tzarichna, isli tuva, Rebbe, tell them, I have enough, Antoninus. I don't need any more. Amar, so he says, no, Levi Lamanda Basrach, Diyavi Le Basroi. No, let it be for your kids, Dasubib Basrach. Let it be for your kids and your grandchildren. Why? Because they're going to need it to pay my descendants. Right? I'm okay with you, but, you know, your descendants are going to need it to pay my descendants, all the heavy taxes that are going to be levied upon them, so it's good for you to have it. Next, now comes the famous story. Havile, Hainakrasa, there was a cave, there was a tunnel, Tavi Aile, Mi Basi, Le Basi Rabbi. There was a tunnel that went from the house of Antoninus to the house of Rebbe. The Ben Yoyada says, what do you mean? Didn't he live in Rome? He was the Roman head? He says, no, he had like a vacation house or a house that they went to in every province that Rome was in charge of. He must have had a place where the king used to stay there for a certain time each year to make sure that everything was okay in that province. So there was a tunnel in between the house of Rebbe and the house of Antoninus. So, and Kol Yom Avi, and every day he used to go there. Every day Antoninus used to go there. Why? Why did he used to go there? Rashi says, where's Rashi? The base of the Rebbe, Lilmod Torah. Oh, Lilmod Torah. So hopefully, I hope we're going to have at some point one of the Tuesday night shiurim. We're going to have a shiur on teaching Torah to non-Jews, right? So that'll be I'll pick up on this Rashi. I have to figure out a night to do it. But Lilmo Torah, what does Rashi have to say that for? Maybe he's trying to say the type of person Antoninus was. Why else would Antoninus visit Rebbe? Could have said, to get advice about his cabinet like he did before. But Rashi says two words, Lomo Torah. So, Kol Yom Avi Maisi Trei Avdi, every day Antoninus brought two servants with him. Chad Katli Abba Debe Rebbe, one he killed when he left Rebbe's house. The Chad Katli Abba Debe Se, one he killed on the way back. The Marshal explains that he took two servants with him because every Chasher person has to go out with two people, as the Gemara says elsewhere. But he didn't want anybody to know about these meetings. So, he left them to be guards, but on the way back, he killed one of them, and when he got back home, he killed the other one. On the way back, he didn't have to. How did that happen? So he asked on the Marsha. Either way, that's that's what happened. We'll get back to it more in a minute. Let's just continue the story. Amar lei beidna daisina lo nishkag bar kamach. And Antoninus always told Rebbe, when I come, nobody should be with you. I don't want anybody to know that I'm here. Yom achad ashkechel Reb Chanina bar Chama tavi Yosef. One day Antoninus came and Reb Chanina bar Chama was sitting there. Amar avol mina lecha beidna daisina lo nishkag bar kamach. Did I tell you I don't want anybody here? Amar lei less than bar inish. This person is not a person. He's not a person. He's a malach. He's not a person. Amar lei, he says, okay, I'll test him. Lemalei lahu avda degoni ababa dekoyim velesi. Tell him to go bring in my guard from outside, who he had already killed. Right, go tell him to bring in my servant from outside, if he's so great. Azar chanina barchama ashkei davi katil. He sees that he's dead. Amar, he says to himself, hechi evid, what should I do? E ezel ve'emalei dekatil. If I go in and tell him that he's dead, e meshimen ala kalkala. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to bring in bad news. Right, so I can't do that. Ashvakei ve'ezil. If I just leave him, kamizalzalinim b'malchusa. It's a zilzal. And he told me to do something, and I can't do it. Boy rachmi alei va'achye v'shadrei. He did tchias amesim. Right, and that was it. So Amar, so Antoninus see this and says, okay, fine. Yadana zute de ispachu b'chayamesim. I know even the smallest of you could do tchias amesim. Miu b'ina da'asina l'onushka l'inish kamach. But do me a favor. Don't have anybody here, please. Right, I know they're not really people, but please don't have anybody here. Thank you very much. Tosis here, he has the kasha that I alluded to before. Shvichas Damim. Shvichas Damim is one of the Shevet Mitzvot Bnei Noach. V'im Tomer, he has Tosis and Chad. V'alu Shvichas Damim, we Shevet Mitzvot, I feel Yisrael Aser. What's going on here? So I saw one answer that maybe Antoninus always brought people, he was the king, so he probably got people off of death row. He was able to bring them. So maybe that's why he took it. They were Chai Misa anyway. That's what the 8th Ion Yaakov here says. Maybe Shiny Melech. He could do whatever he wants. But the first answer is that they were Chai Misa, so he'd want them as Shomrim. They probably wouldn't be such great Shomrim. But either way, that's one idea. Tosas gives two other answers. V'yesh lomar, shahaya yare pen yodiyu adabar el asarim. No, he was worried that they would let the Sarim know, v'yeh garmen laharko, and they would put his life in danger, and therefore they were Rodfim. They were Rodfim. Right? Abol laharko, hashkim laharko. Right, because they wouldn't. He had to bring guards because he needed to be protected. But then they would go and tell people, so they were rode him. Amazing. Second answer: Odiyeh Shlomar. Rodef applies to non-Jews, right? Also, by self defense. Maybe it's an outgrowth of right of does v'chai bohem start for them? Does v'chai bohem? But if somebody's coming to kill a guy, he's not allowed. He has to misvah find the makar misvah. It makes sense. As far as it makes sense that if somebody's coming to kill a guy, he's not allowed to kill them first. Right? But the question is, what would be the source? What would be the source? Gotta think of the source. V'yodiyeh Shlomar, second answer of Tosfos, Shayabor HaMinim HaMesoros. He picked Minim. He picked the heretics and those who were violated Mesira. And he says, even though you're not allowed to kill them, but the halachim Moridim V'lomalin, those halachas apply for the Mesechus Chulin. So, comes up with two different answers how he was able to do it. Okay. Fourth to last skinny line. Kol yom avim mishamish the Rebbe every day. But Antoninus used to serve Rebbe. Machale mashkale, used to feed him and give him food and drink. Kavi boy Rebbe lemesak lapurya. When Rebbe used to get into bed every day, havi gachim kavi purya. Antoninus used to get down so Rebbe could step on him to get into his bed. Amarle saki lavoy lapuryech. He said, go on me. Amar lavar acharlos ozuli b'malchus akulihai. I can't do this. Give me mezalzel on the malchus. Amar miyasi meni masatach techalom haba. Let me just be your mattress in Olam Haba. Let me do it now because I want to be your mattress in Olam Haba. Antoninus believed in Olam Haba. So he says to him one day, Amar Le'at, Sinal Amadasi, am I getting Olam Haba, by the way? Amale in. Rebbe says yes. Amale. Right, Antoninus new Navi. Right, lo yeah, serve the base Esav. Right, Ovadia. Right, the Haftarah from Vayishlach. It's all about Esav. Right, so he says, but the Pasuk says, there's not going to be anybody left. But Osa Maisa Esav. It just means if you continue doing what Esav did, but if you're here learning with me, right, it's Hayodayim Yidai Esav, but you're also using Kol Yaakov, you're here to learn. Right, so therefore, it's okay. Tanya Nami Haki, the Brisa also says, Lo Yia Sarid Lebeis Yaakov, Yachol HaKol, you might think, all of Beis Yaakov, Tamalomer, all of Beis Esav, Tamalomer Lebeis Esav, Osa Maisa Esav. Period. Amalei Vaksiv Shama Edom Milachev Chonasiyeha. But doesn't the Pasuk say in Yecheskel that Edom will be there in Gehenim, its kings and all of its princes? Amalei Milachev Olakom Milachaha. Yeah, we darshan. It's kings, but not all of its kings. Chonasiyeha Olakol Sareha. Its princes, its nobles, but not all its princes. There are some that are not. Tani Nami Haki. The Brisa also says Milachev Olakom Milachaha. Chonasiyeha Olakol Sareha. And who is excluded? Melachav alakom alakaha prat lantuninis ben Asvirus. Interesting, that means we had his son, his name was Asvirus. So you see, he named his son after his father. Konasiyehav alakol sareha prat lekitiyah bar shalom. That excludes Ketiyah bar shalom. Who is he? The Gemara says, Ketiyah bar shalom mahi, the okistra davi sonny lihudai. There was a certain Caesar that hated the Jews. Armalu lachashivi de malchusa. He told his cabinet, Mishalo nima baraglo. If somebody has a cut, a wound on his foot, yaktiena v'yichya, should he cut it off and he'll live? Or yanichena v'yistar, should he leave it and he'll be in pain? He's referring to the Jews. It's a cut on his foot. So should he cut it off and live or not? Armalu yaktiena v'yichya, cut it off. Amalo Ketir Bar Shalom, Ketir stands up. He's the only one in the government, in the Roman government, that stood up for the Jews and said, no, 1 second, Chada de Yachlus Lulukulu. You'll never be able to do it. Right? The same thing Mark Twain said in the end of the 1800s. Right? The Jews are the biggest riot to God. Right? They keep it. You can't do it. They're somehow always here. Dechsiv. Like it says at the beginning of Titus. What does it say in Zechariah? I will, like the four directions of the heavens, I spread them out, the Jews. Micah Amar, what does that mean? Ilema de Badraton Bedalad Ruchos. Doesn't mean that he spread them out into the four directions. Haikar Baruchos, Le Arbaruchos Bibaylay. It should say to the four directions, not like the four directions. How are the Jews like the four directions? Elohi Darshan, Kashem Shiyefshal Olam Baruchos, just like the world cannot survive without wind. Wind moves the clouds, because there's a terrain. Kaki Yefshal Olam Baruch Yisrael. Right, that's the Drasha. Va'od, so he said it based on a Pasuk. Mark Twain said it based on reality. Va'od, Karolacha Malchus Ketiyah. Also, if you wipe out a section of your nation, they're going to call you an amputated Malchus. Meaning, it's not right. They're going to say that you wiped out some of your nation, some of your empire. So Amar, that's how he got his name, Ketiyah. So Amar Lei, Mamer Shaper Kamrit. So he says, excellent, I agree with you. But Mio calls a Zachi, Malka Shadulay Lukmunya Khalil. The problem is, if anybody bests the king in an argument, the Chayim Misa. So you're right, but I have to kill you now. So, what do I have to do? So Kadavi Nakhtan Leva Azlan, right, a great rule. They don't just give him, they don't make him prime minister, right? They don't say, wow, I guess it wasn't always the rule, because when Yosef bested Paro and he could figure out the dream, they made him prime minister. Right? So at certain times they realize, use wisdom for your own benefit. But here, so what they do is they're leading him out to be killed. Amrelei, Hahi Matrunisa, a certain Matrunisa said, Vailei Le'ilfa to Azla Belo Michsa. Let's read the story and we'll talk about it tomorrow. Very unusual story. He says, woe to the boat that goes without paying its taxes. So she's alluding to the fact that he is going to be killed. He's the boat that's leaving this world, and he hasn't paid his taxes. He doesn't have a bris milah. So how is he going to get into Olam Haba? That's what he's alluding to. The Gemara says in Erevin that Avram Avinu stands at the door of Gehenim, and anybody who has a bris milah, he schleps them up, and he doesn't let them go into Gehenim in the normal ways. So what happened? What did Ketir do? Nafal al resha de erlasa kate. He fell onto his arla, and he circumcised himself as he's being let out. He fell on a sharp rock, whatever it is. He was mauling himself right there. Amar Yavis Michsi. I paid my tax. Chalfis Va'avris. Now I'm going to Olam Haba. Kika Shadilei. And as they're throwing him into it was a house of dirt, as basically he's going to be buried alive. Omar called Nichsayler Rabbi Akiva v'chaveir of all my nechas and my assets should go to Rabbi Akiva. Yatzar Rabbi Akiva v'darosh. Rabbi Akiva said, "What does that mean to Rabbi Akiva and his friends? It must be half for me, half for my friends, because it says v'hayil Aaron lebanav, but it says by the lechem apanim for Aaron, for the Kohen Gadol and his sons. Mechzel Aaron and mechzel lebanav. Yatzar baskol v'amrek etir bar shalom mezuman l'chayi olam haba." Basco went out and says he gets Olam Haba. Bacha Rebbe Va'amar Yishkona Olamo B'Sha'a Achas V'Yishkona Olamo B'Kamashanim. He got it in one moment and other people get it in a lifetime. Why was he crying? How could he circumcise himself? Wasn't he a guy? What does he need a bris mila for? He is a guy. Guyim aren't chayiv in bris mila. Many questions to ask on the story. B'Hashem, we'll get to it more tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.